Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the earnings conference call. Welcome to Rajesh Power Services Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Utsav Panchal, Director and CEO, and Mrs. Nikita Shah, Finance Head, and Mr. Adish Patel, Senior Manager. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note, this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Arpit Mundra, EY team, for the cautionary statement. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Akash. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the management, I am pleased to welcome you all to Rajesh Power Services Limited earnings conference call to discuss the H1 FY26 financial results. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Utsav Panchal, Director and CEO, Ms. Nikita Shah, Finance Head, and Mr. Adish Patel, Senior Manager, Finance. Please note, a copy of the disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be constructed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to Utsav for his opening remarks. Over to you, Utsav.
Thank you, Arpit, for the introduction. Very good morning, everyone. Welcome to Rajesh Power Services Limited's first-ever earnings conference call following our successful public listing in December 2024. We are delighted to have you join us today to discuss our financial and operational performance for the first half of FY26. This has been a landmark period for Rajesh Power, not only because we debuted as a listed company but also due to our strong operational execution and strategic progress across multiple business verticals. We have concluded our board meeting yesterday, and the investor presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange. I hope you have had a chance to go through it. Post-listing, our shareholder base has grown to over 5,000 investors, and the market lot size has been reduced from 400 shares to 100 shares, improving accessibility and participation. Within less than a year, our net worth has grown by 189% year-on-year to 322 crore, reflecting our robust financial position. For the first time in Rajesh Power's history, our order inflow surpassed 2,200 crore in just 6 months, a remarkable milestone demonstrating our execution strength and customer trust. The India's power transmission and distribution sector continues to be the backbone of India's economic growth. From the integration of regional grids in 1992 to achieving one nation, one grid, one frequency, the sector has evolved into one of the most advanced globally. India's share in global primary energy consumption is expected to rise from 6% to 11% by 2040. Driven by industrial expansion and urbanization, this growth is supported by technological advancements such as smart grids, renewable energy integrations, automation, energy management systems, extra high voltage cables, and medium voltage covered conductors. India recently achieved record-breaking milestones, meeting an all-time peak power demand of 250 gigawatt and reducing energy shortages to just 0.1%. These achievements reflect the sector's resilience and the country's transition towards a clean, efficient, and reliable energy ecosystem. However, challenges persist, including transmission losses, infrastructure gaps, power theft, and renewable integration issues, which are driving the adoption of smarter, more resilient technologies. The Indian government has outlined an ambitious plan to enhance its power transmission infrastructure with a total expenditure of ₹9.12 lakh crore, earmarked for capacity augmentation by 2032. Our strategy centers key focus areas, including extra high voltage gas insulated substations, underground cable networks, upgrading and modernizing the distribution systems, which also include smart grids and SCADA systems. So now, throwing some light on the business overview, in the power transmission segment, Rajesh Power has been a pioneering contractor for Gujarat Energy Transmission Company Limited, GETCO, since the early 2000s, specializing in extra high voltage cable laying projects. With the rising demand for high voltage transmission infrastructure, we began executing private EHV power supply projects from 2008 and have ever since expanded into deposit works, helping industries build their electrical infrastructure in a time-bound manner and under the GETCO supervision. We have also successfully completed 100 plus air insulated substations and 8 gas insulated substations with 7 more GIS projects currently under execution. During the H1 FY26, we made a major breakthrough by entering the 400 kV gas insulated substation segment, which positions us to participate in multi-central, power grid, and state-level projects in the coming years. For the distribution segment, we have been a pioneer in the underground power distribution for nearly 2 decades and have played a key role in developing Gujarat's extensive underground cable network. These underground cable systems provide enhanced reliability and stability, making them ideal for industrial zones, urban and suburban regions, and coastal regions. Now let me share a brief overview of our technical qualifications, specialized expertise, and key projects. We operate across the entire voltage spectrum from low tension cables, that is 1.1 kV, to extra high voltage underground cables up to 220 kV, a unique capability that enables us to qualify for major power transmission and distribution projects across India. We have also developed specialized technical expertise right from design up to commissioning in the installation of air insulated and gas insulated substations in which we are operating up to 400 kV. On the distribution side, our execution experience stands unmatched with around 50,000 kilometers of medium voltage covered conductor, 11,000 ring main units, 5,000 distribution transformers, and over 10,000 kilometers of underground cables in HT and LT segment installed and under progress. We are the leading EPC player having built such an extensive distribution work. In terms of key projects, some of our notable ones include development of transmission and distribution network at GIFT City in Gujarat, including a GIS substation, a lump-sum turnkey project for Indian Oil Corporation Limited, Gujarat Refinery, Vadodara, which involved a 220 kV AIS substation, power transformers, and GETCO switching station. Also, a 220 kV gas-insulated substation, along with 2.7 kilometers of 220 kV underground cable for SRF Limited, Dahej. We have also partnered with HKRP Innovations Limited, a smart energy management solutions company. HKRP focuses on providing customized IT solutions for the energy sector, particularly in the areas of power grids and renewable energy. HKRP specializes in IoT and cloud-based solutions, offering tools such as smart feeder management systems, virtual feeder segregation, solar energy data management solutions, as well as advanced distribution management systems. HKRP has successfully implemented a major project to centralize over 1,500 distribution substations onto a single SCADA platform, marking it one of the largest SCADA initiatives in the entire country under GETCO Gujarat. We have already deployed 6 SCADA-based command and control centers for 3 major distribution companies of Gujarat. Now I will share some key highlights of the first half of FY26. The first half of FY26 has been strong, with Rajesh Power's unexecuted order book surpassing 3,500 crore. This shows robust execution and capabilities and sustainable growth. The split between power distribution and transmission is approximately 76% and 24% respectively. We are proud to announce completion of 8 projects during these 6 months, Some of them include 132 kV power supply arrangement for Gujarat Metro, which included a major river crossing of 220 kV overhead line, expansion of 220 kV GIS substation for JETCO, 66 kV switchyard for 30 megawatt solar plant for a private player, and 66 kV power arrangement for various private clients. Just to share our distribution network strengthening milestones, we have been able to complete 92 feeders of Uttar Gujarat that power over 5 lakh consumers. We installed 2,000 ring main units, 1,000 distribution transformers, and laid more than 1,000 kilometers of underground cable. Also, we are in the final stages of commissioning a landmark project in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, having 132 kV GIS substation, 132 kV underground cable, and 132 kV transmission lines, showcasing our execution capabilities across diverse geographies. As we move forward, our focus on quality and market expansion underscores our commitment to sustained growth and service excellence, with a continued emphasis on maximizing operational efficiency and reliability. Additionally, we are also focused on investing in new areas such as research and development focus on AI-driven analytics for power distribution systems aimed at addressing challenges in the smart distribution network and improving overall grid intelligence. In summary, first half of FY26 has been a defining period for Rajesh Power, marked by strong operational performance, strategic diversification, meaningful progress towards building smarter, more resilient power infrastructure. We remain committed to driving sustainable growth, delivering value to our stakeholders, and contributing to India's energy transition journey. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Nikita Shah, Finance Head, who will take you through the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Uttarbhai. A very good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to Rajesh Power Services Limited H1 2026 Earnings Conference Call. Myself, Nikita Shah, Finance Head of Rajesh Power Services Limited, with over 15-plus years of experience in the field of finance and accounts. It's a pleasure to connect with you all and present our financial results for the first half of FY26. As the net worth of the company increased by 250 CR as of 31st of March 2025, the company has adopted Indian Accounting Standard effective from 1st of April 2025. The results for the half H1 2025 and full year 2024-25 have been restated to be Ind AS compliant. Now let me give you key highlights of our financial performance for H1 FY 2026. In the first half of FY26, our revenue grew by an impressive 104%, reaching an amount to 638 crore. This strong performance was driven by our well-planned project execution and a well-diversified order book. EBITDA has increased by 126% to 84 CR with an EBITDA margin of 13.16% in H1. PAT increased by 99% to 59 crore with a PAT margin of 9.22%. Annualized ROCE and ROE stand at 42.86 and 36.53% respectively in H1 2026. Debt equity ratio stood at 0.26 in September 2025 as compared to 0.29 in March 2025. Current ratio stood at 1.55 in September 2025 as compared to 1.49 in March 2025. These results highlights RPSL's strong operational performance and its continued focus on sustainable, well-diversified growth. With that, I conclude the financial highlights. I now request Mr. Akash, moderator, to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. The first question comes from Mr. Raman KV from Sequel Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I have a few questions. One, starting on the order book side, we have around 3,500 crores of unexecuted order book. If you can throw the light on the execution cycle of this, how many months will it take for you to execute this 3,500 crores of orders?
Yeah, sure. So basically, our 3,500 crore order book consists of a mix of various projects which have a start date and a completion schedule of roughly 18 to 24 months. So that is a rough timeline that we are estimating.
Understood, sir. Sir, and my second question is, I just want to understand, this business is kind more or less like a cyclical in terms of seasonal in terms of execution, where H2 is stronger than H1. So if you can provide us the split with how much business happens in H1 versus H2.
Yeah, so generally, in our entire industry, the H1, H2 is more dominating than H1, but roughly in the range, you can expect H1 in the ranges of, 40 to 45% at max, and the balance to be executed in H2.
And is it same with the EBITDA, or EBITDA flow happens more towards the H2?
No, this is same for that.
And if you can provide us some guidance with respect to revenue growth for the year and for the upcoming FY27 year as well.
Yes, sure. So what we are expecting, given the current market opportunities as well as future projections, we are estimating a CAGR growth of 40% for all our figures over the next few
years. For the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, congratulations on entering 400 kV GIS segment. If you can throw some light about what is this class and how is it unique, and what is the total addressable market, and who are the key players against which we will be competing?
Sure. So if you see our history, we have been consistently doing 220 kV GANs insulated substations since the last few years, which of course we had a very good edge over others, because there are very few players executing this kind of projects. Now, entering the 400 kV GIS segments further enhances our capabilities, further gives us opportunity to address an entire new set of market, as I said in my speech, which include projects in the power grid also, interstate transmission lines also, and many large-scale projects also.
So you are the only player, or is someone else also doing this 400 kV GIS?
No, there are few other players who are also executing the same, but there are very, very few players compared to the 220 kV segment who are executing 400 kV segment.
Understood, sir. And so, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, understood, sir. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Naman Parmar from Nivesh. Please go, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, even in the rainfall season. So, firstly, I wanted to understand how has been the performance of the HKRP associates in the current half, and how is the bid pipeline for them, and how you think they will be going to perform in the future?
Yeah, so HKRP, if you see, last financial year, we closed at approximately 170 crores of top line with a roughly 18 to 20% of PAT margins. This year, we are expecting it to grow by at least double digits, but we'll have better clarity given the state of nature of the project, you are only able to make revenue once you go live that particular project. So many of our go live projects are scheduled to be in the H2 of this financial year. So we are confident that we'll be able to show a good growth aspect for HKRP also. Coming towards the order book, roughly HKRP having a order book of around 350 to 400 crore and many more orders and tender opportunities in pipeline.
Understood. And currently, what is the order with pipeline for overall for us?
Yeah, so Naman, order bid pipeline currently that are low hanging is roughly around 2000 crore, but we are expecting it to reach around 5000 crore in the coming months given the opportunities in the distribution and transmission segment.
Okay, understood. And like you mentioned about the AI investments in the R&Ds and all. So you will be investing this all AI in the HKRPs or it will be from Rajesh Power only?
So currently it is a part of Rajesh Power, but it's in a very early stage. So we'll let you know further details probably when we have it ready.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on the GIS that you mentioned about the 400 kV GIS class. So just wanted to understand on the industry level, like how has been the overall supply on the GIS side, like lots of players in there are trying to increase their capacity and mostly they are tying up with the Chinese player. So any rejection is there for the Chinese player or it's not like that because of supply issue, the Chinese player are also allowed to go?
So after the 2020, government issued a notification of not allowing any country that shares a border with India to participate in our bids or even to be a manufacturer in our bidding process, which includes GIS substations. So as of now, we have only few leading MNCs, which you know, like Siemens, Yosung, Hitachi, and
Hitachi,
Toshiba. So only these reputed names are able to serve the market currently.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on the cash flow side, so if you can give why the cash flow has been impacted, it's due to you have bidded for lots of projects, so security money and all that has been stuffed. What was the reason for that?
Hello, Namanji. Looking to the nature of the business, as we are in the EPC business, so retention money is also there. So from operating the cycle, we are getting only the 70 to 80% as and when we raise the bills. Remaining amount raised as the retention money. Also, we need to give the security deposit also and the warranty period also, so we have to give the PDG. For that, cash blockage is there, looking to the nature of EPC.
Okay, means mainly it's security money and retention money.
Yes. Security and retention is the major contributors.
Okay, understood. Yeah, thank you so much for answering. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Sahil Garg from CCV Emerging Opportunities Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning, sir. So I can see that we have installed 5,000 plus distribution transformers. So do we have any project on the power transformer side?
So basically, why such a huge number on power distribution transformers is the nature of our distribution network. The voltage level of these transformers are always limited to 33 kV, 11 kV, and majorly 11 kV, and some of them 22 kV also. So that is why we are able to see a scale such high, because Gujarat is very proactive in installing over and over new equipments. Yes, we are seeing a very good growth in the power transformer segment also, given the transmission industry, the way it is growing. But this number is sustainable in the distribution segment. The number will be much lower, but the capacity of the power transformers will be much higher. So technically,
can you say, sir, on the power transformer side, the size of the project would be high and the margins would also be very high as compared to the distribution project?
The size, of course, would be high, but margin levels, what I assume and what we have seen over the years, margin levels are similar only in both nature of businesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sir, I have one more question. So, like, other financial assets and other financial liabilities have been increased tremendously in this H1. So, what these line items consist of and what was the reason for this tremendous increase?
The financial assets includes the security deposits we have given for the new orders and EMD also for the tenders applied and retention money majorly.
How much is the retention money we have given so far?
160 to 170 crore. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Sir, you're audible.
Yeah, so thank you very much for this opportunity and many congratulations for a good set of numbers. So just wanted to understand now, first half, we have already got an order inflow of 2,000 crores. So for entire year, we're targeting 5,000 crores of order book. I mean, that's what you mentioned in your release that we are tender worth approximately 5,000 crores. Can you provide some clarity on that?
Yes, so for the entire year, we can assume to say we are trying to achieve that figure. For the combined entire year, not just in H2, but the entire year.
Fair. Fair point. Understood. And in terms of your guidance, I think 40% CAGR that you mentioned, I mean, first half itself, we have grown by about 100%. If you have to extrapolate second half, I mean, the growth would look like what, 14-15%, right? So isn't this number very conservative, this 40% that you mentioned for this year?
I am not sure how you arrived at the 14-15% figure.
Basically last year's your second half was around 800 crores. So first half we have done around 640 crores and for entire year you're talking 40% growth. So that comes to about 1550. So that is left with only 900 crores in the second half. So that's provided limited growth, yeah.
Yeah, but what, we have a seasonal business. So what I was talking about with 40% CAGR was year-on-year revenue. And if we compare year-on-year revenue for EPC companies, that would make more sense as compared to quarterly or half-yearly.
Yeah. So what I was trying to understand is first half itself, we have grown by about 100%, right?
Yes.
So entire year FY26, 40% looks conservative. That's what I was just trying to understand.
Okay.
Do you feel this 40% is a conservative estimate and we can, overachieve that? Is that something, a possibility that we are looking at?
I think this figure is what we have estimated on our part. It includes various assumptions as well as various, contingencies also.
Okay, understood. And sir, in terms of, whenever you bid, who would be our key peers that bid along with you, for the projects that we look at?
So, basically, because we operate in various landscapes, like distribution projects in Gujarat, transmission projects across the country, as well as transmission projects in Gujarat, in distribution segment, we are having competitors like Monte Carlo Limited, who is Ahmedabad-based company, Kashmiri Lal Construction, then Power and Instrumentation, then Lumino Industries Limited are few of our competitors in this segment. Then in the transmission segment, for the cable projects, we have Om Power Transmission Limited, KEI Industries, Finolex J Power, Universal Cables Limited, Polycab India Limited, Vasudev Power Private Limited, for Gujarat segment. Outside Gujarat, we are facing competition for players like Kalpataru Projects International Limited, Salasar Techno Engineering, Kanohar Electricals, Kintex Energy, BNC Power Projects based in Pune, Rahul Cables, etc.
Okay. I understood. And just my final thing on your margins front, we have seen a very good margin improvement in this first half. So I mean, generally, whenever we bid for the project, so what is the minimum margin threshold that we keep for ourselves? I mean, if current 13-14% margins are sustainable or
what? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are targeting to deliver the same level of margins as consistently. So while bidding, we take into account all these factors, as well as we take some discount from the suppliers also that we get. That is how we strategically place the margins. So we are expecting it to be sustainable for the coming time.
Okay, understood. That's very helpful, sir, and would like to wish you all the way best. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Vineet Khatri from Crisp PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. Actually, my question was with regarding to the industry execution capabilities. In the first half, we got to read some numbers which were saying that the transmission execution has not been at par to what it was last year or maybe last to last year. So I would love to hear your comments on execution hurdles coming in the first half of this year at the industry level.
Yeah. So if I talk about particular, first I'll talk about industry. What you are seeing as a slowdown in transmission projects are mainly the overhead lines that are being, faced with few ROW issues, but still they are, from what we see, they are on track. The business that we particularly operate is underground cabling and substation business. This is for the transmission segment. And majority of our business, as you can see, our order book also consists majorly of distribution segment. In distribution segment, we are seeing a very good execution planning and execution scheduling, because the utility always wants to reduce their losses, convert their network to underground cables, protect theft, reduce losses, improve operational efficiency. So what we have witnessed is absolute fast-paced execution of these projects.
Got it, sir. And sir, another question was with regarding to the financing the order book and the future growth. Sir, are we looking at any fundraising in the future or rather how will we finance the growth that we are guiding?
So as of now, given the order book, given the future projections, we are confident that we'll be able to manage with our existing limits. Also, we are in discussion with the banks to improve our limits. But in immediate future, we are not seeing any fundraising.
Okay, maybe next year we will evaluate again then.
Maybe.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Hriday Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations on a phenomenal set of results. I think your performance has just been getting better every quarter. Just a couple of questions to understand the company better. So earlier in the year, there's been a bunch of crystal reports that have come out which talk about our order book, unexecuted order book, and just trying to validate if what I have is correct. So somewhere about July, August, a report came which said your gross order book at that time was 3,800 crores and your unexecuted portion was 2,026 crores. So does that, from that, what it implies is about 1,174 should have been executed right now in this H1, but we've recognized only 640. So is that correct?
Hi. So I think the gross order book which is stated in the investor presentation was included projects which we had already started and we were working on, right? So that was a gross order book. Now, just to remove this confusion, I think we are now be stating only unexecuted order book for whenever we state, we only state unexecuted order book. So that's the reason there has been a confusion. But now 3500 is completely what you can say unexecuted order book. From a gross perspective, this is going to just see it would be around, we'll be executing right now projects more than 5,000 crores. But that's the number we don't want to now disclose to avoid any confusion in future. We'll be only setting on executed order books.
Got it, sir. So, and any guidance for our FY26 full year top line and 27 top line?
I think we've already stated the revenue guidance earlier of 40% CAGR.
Got it. So, and currently, something that the company is extremely strong in Gujarat, and that's a stronghold, but what is the vision to expand beyond Gujarat and Maharashtra and some of the few states? And can you speak about your vision to become a pan-India player and how we are foreseeing growth there? Which states are we targeting next, and by how soon do we expect to achieve that target?
Absolutely. So, you rightly said that we are majorly operating in Gujarat, but what we've been doing over the few years, we've been able to make strides to enter the new states also. A very good case was we entered the state of Rajasthan with just a mere 10-12 crore order, where we in 2021, where we found comfortable working, and right now we have an order book in Rajasthan of more than around 200-250 crore. Same way we have entered the state of Uttarakhand. We are executing a 12 crore project of underground cable under, this was funded under ADB. So now we are in, there is a projected tender inflow just in the state of Uttarakhand of more than 2000 crore. Similarly, we are also working in the state of Madhya Pradesh, where we are seeing a good order inflow, good tender opportunities inflow. Similarly, we are also working in other, working to, you know, grab projects worth a good scale in the states of Orissa, Jharkhand, even a few parts of South India. So we are aggressively working on expanding our base. Already we are working in 5 states and we'll be keeping on expanding the same.
Duly noted, sir. Sir, and last
sorry to interrupt, sir. Hridesha, sorry to interrupt you. Request you to join the queue again for more questions, sir.
Okay, sir. Sure.
Thank you. Participants are kindly requested to restrict with 2 questions in the initial round and get back to queue for more questions, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Pawan Kumar from Shade Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible.
Yes.
First of all, I want to get a sense, as you are saying that you are looking for new geographies, can you give some sense of like your order book pipeline in terms of other geographies where you are targeting?
Yeah. So basically, just to, you know, give you a brief about the opportunities that are coming, we are seeing very good amount of tenders being upcoming in the state of Uttarakhand. Roughly, as I said, around 2,000 crore worth of transmission projects in Uttarakhand, where we are already, you know, based and we are already working. In the state of Rajasthan, there are opportunities in the transmission segment of what exactly we operate of, roughly around, again, 1,500 to 2,000 crore, very near-term opportunities that are upcoming, which are the addressable market for us. Then we are also seeing a very good transmission capex and transmission EPC tenders coming in the state of Jharkhand, roughly around 2,000 crore. In the state of Orissa, around 1,500 crore. So there are many opportunities, very, very good opportunities. We'll be selective in bidding, and we are constantly evolving towards these new geographies.
And as a follow-up to this, are you looking for private sector also, or just focused on government sector in terms of order book pipeline?
Absolutely. We are properly working in the private sector, in the sense that in Gujarat we have a concept called Option 3, which is a deposit work where any private utility is like a big factory wishes to set up its plant or expand its plant in Gujarat. They would have to apply to the utility and they would have to make a deposit to the utility. They'll have to execute the work by a JETCO, that is the transmission utility approved contractor. This is the segment where we as Rajesh Power are having a very good lead, where major big companies like SRF Limited, the Dahej, United Phosphorus Limited, all plants, Coca-Cola, Grasim Industries, Aditya Birla's, then Asian Paints, so many clients prefer Rajesh Power as an executing partner for their power supply arrangement work, because they trust us that we'll be able to complete their project well within their timelines. Because starting the factory, you need power requirements. So that is a very critical component for, you know, the exercise. So that is a very good market that we have, and we are also seeing a very good traction in the future also.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the detailed answer. And the second question is, as we are aspiring to grow at roughly 40%, when we can see cash flow from operation, any outlook on that? When we can see the positive cash flow from operation?
Sir, looking to the nature of the business, being a EPC, it would be negative for the operations, because mainly in March and as well as in the September and half year end, there are the major booking is also there. So if you look at the as on date situation of the 30th September or 31st of March, it will be the little negative. As far as operations are concerned, considering the retention money, security deposit we are supposed to give, warranty period by guarantees we are supposed to give, for that our FDs are also got blessed. That is the major reason why operation from cash flow from operations are little negative.
Okay. Any outlook like
could you just join back the queue for more questions, sir?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from Ms. Sahithi from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello.
Please go ahead, Sahithi, ma'am.
First I wanted to ask about your orders, bid line and success rate. Like, what is the success rate for an order you bid for?
Yeah, so standard win rate is roughly around, 40 to 50% of what we bid.
Okay. And my next question was regarding your operating cash flow. So what is your working capital days, and like, can you give it historically? Can you explain if it has improved, or can you give historic numbers for like March 2024 and March 2025?
The working capital days will be around 90 to 100 days, and working capital cycle will be approximately 25% of the total project value.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question comes from Mr. Vaibhav Lohia from CFM. Please go ahead, sir.
Firstly, congratulations on the superb set of numbers. I wanted to understand what is the expected closing unexecuted order book for FY26?
I think from what we are estimating and based on the guidances that we have given, we are estimating that unexecuted order book to be somewhere around 4,500 crore.
Okay, understood. And so, do you plan to backward integrate in some space of transmission segment?
As of now, we are not looking at anything in particular for manufacturing.
Okay, understood, sir. And so, one more thing is that the current total unexecuted order book, is it including the recent big order that Rajesh Power won in like 10 days ago?
Yes.
Okay, sir, that's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Shubhankar Gupta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, am I audible?
You're audible, sir.
Yes. Yeah. So, congrats on the good set of numbers. First question is around the private versus government split in the current order book. And what exactly do we do in terms of being their executing partners, right? When Utsav, you said that MSRF, Asian Paints, Coca-Cola, right? So they are executing partners and the preferred partner, right? So what exactly do we do there? That's question number one.
Yeah. So for the exact split between private and government, we will have to come back to you. But for what extra efforts we are doing to have an edge over others is we are providing the kind of service, because we are based in this region. And this power network is now more than 50 years. We have been able to have a good look and feel of the segment, how things operate and how things can be speeded up. So what we do is we provide that extra mile service where time is the most important essence of any contract. So the private companies usually, you know, you may give you some extra in terms of pricing, but they would expect that you complete the project in time. So what we have been able to gain over others is a very, very good track record, and this entire industry works on references. So we have gained to, you know, give some very good references of projects completed, which gives us an edge, you know, we as a preferred partner.
All right, got it. And question number two is, you said that we are expecting to do 40% CAGR going forward for the next 2 years also. So is that number applicable for our FY26 H2 also?
So what, when I was saying CAGR was, I was stating the numbers yearly.
Got it. So again, we can't extrapolate it towards H2.
That is what I think.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thanks for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So the next question comes from Mr. Rahul Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, good morning, team, and congratulations on great set of numbers. So just wanted some clarity on the working capital cycle of the company. So you are doing there the amount of retention money, EMD, and all included. So if you can give a broad number how the project cycle works from getting the order till the execution and the liability period that you spoke about. So how does we work in that? What kind of money, what do it in, and what kind of money is given out?
Sorry to interrupt, your voice is not clear.
Hello, is it better now? Hello.
I think it's actually breaking. I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah,
is it better now? Hello.
Rahul san, we will request you to join the call again. So the next question comes from Mr. Raman KV from Sequin Investments. It's a follow-up question. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. I just have one follow-up question. We have acquired HKRP 26% stake. Are we planning to increase the stake in this?
So as of now, there is no such plan.
Mm-hmm.
HKRB as of now is an independent entity. So as of now, there is no such plan.
And so HKRP in the first half did and last year it did 120 crores revenue with 18% PAT, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, my final question is in the debt part, because we will be requiring a lot of working capital if we plan to grow at 40% CAGR. So can you, if you can provide us with a ballpark figures of how, what will be the debt levels for the FY26?
Actually, as you are aware, our credit ratings are already upgraded. So we are right now in a negotiating stage with our bankers. So we are finalizing with our existing bankers as well as we are adding new bankers with the additional working capital limits, both fund-based as well as non-fund-based. And that would be, I think, more than sufficient for executing this much orders.
Yeah. If you can provide us with some ballpark figures of the debt levels that for FY26 for the whole year. I mean, for what I can see in the first half, it was around 80 crores, long-term, both long-term and short-term. So can we expect it to be around 150 crores for the entire year?
See, sir, as of now, our banking limits are around 270 CRs, including fund-based as well as non-fund-based, and we are planning to enhance it to 400 CRs, both including non-fund as well as fund-based. Non-fund
are
showing in the balance sheet, yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Dev Chopra from Arihant. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Dev Chopra from Arihant, please go ahead with the question, sir. So there is no response from Mr. Dev Chopra. We are taking a follow-up question from Mr. Shubhankar Gupta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Actually, just a follow-up with regards to the being a zero partner for the private players. So, sir, if you could probably, as a layman, try and make me understand what exactly is the value add which we do. So you said that we are faster in execution, and then through references, because of our good work and goodwill, we've gained references for the projects. But what exactly, so are we like helping them set up the whole power plant, and within that cabling, transmission, everything? So what exactly do we do in terms of...
I'll explain this question. So basically, when we say we help set up these private players, power supply arrangement work up to their factory, when we say this, we are meaning to say everything voltage level, everything over and above 66 kV, which is 66 kV, 130 kV and 220 kV. So let's assume if you want to set up a big plant in Gujarat and you would need extra high voltage power. So parallelly to what you are setting up a plant, you will need to set up the power infrastructure for power to reach your premises. So what we do is, we right from the design stage and the approval stage, we take this project for big industries and we bring power up to their factory. Now what this includes? This includes series of works like we did for various clients that include the substation construction, entire substation construction within the premises, then the underground cable or overhead transmission line work from the nearest transmission utility substation up to the factory premises, as well as setting up of the feeder base in the transmission utility. In our case, it is JETCO. So what expertise, unique expertise we have is we are experts in all these areas. So the utility, the private client would not necessarily have to place orders to two or three clients having their specific expertise. We are having the track record and their experience and expertise in all these areas. So they are able to trust us with this work. And the timeline factor of this entire exercise is of the main essence. So that is what we have been able to achieve over the years for these clients. And the word spreads out. So we have been able to be a preferred partner to these, giant multinationals also.
Got it. That's helpful, sir. And and what is the, let's say, revenue from these kind of projects for the H1 in the current year?
So
in terms of
just give me a moment. For this figure, we'll get back to you on that.
Sure.
We can. Sure. You can connect with our mail? UI team also.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Garbhit Goyal from Envest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, friend. Congrats for your recent execution this quarter. Just one question on order book and flow. So you mentioned about 2,000 CR order pipeline, which will increase to 5,000 CR in next few months. So just want to understand, in the near term, let's say by the end of this financial year, what is the size of orders do we expect to come in to Rajesh?
So you're asking about the order inflows for the H2.
Yes, sir.
What we can say is that we have projected to bid around. We are eyeing opportunities of around 5,000 crore in our transmission and distribution sectors across the coming months. So it's, you can do the mathematics accordingly.
So with the 40% success rate, are you expecting 2,000 crore order inflow, right?
Roughly, yes.
Got it. And this is over and above whatever we have already achieved in H1. H2.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. And all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Prasad Heda from Hakamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to have some clarification regarding the order book. We have given in the total order book 800 crores of L1 orders. So I just wanted clarification whether that is different compared to the two orders that we have received in October for which we have filed exchange filings of client.
No, I think correct. I think the 800 crores L1 is the orders announced in month of October, like the 21 crores of usually say. 80 is without GST and 91 is with GST. So that is the thing.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Due to time constraints, that will be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you everyone on behalf of the management of Rajesh Power Services Limited. We thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relation partner Ernst & Young for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. Moderator, we can now close the call. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dosabas conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.